In a shocking report, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard uncovers a 2024 election interference plot.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. We made it, folks. It's Friday. Phone lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Wrapping up our Stop the Madness week here at the ACLJ, where we're going to uncover a lot of the great work the ACLJ is doing that you frankly could not imagine is actually happening a lot of times in our own country. And today we're going to be taking you over to California. And of course, we're going to be talking about our case in support of Calvary Chapel and against Gavin Newsom in the state of California. So we're going to discuss that a little bit later. We also got Rick Grinnell coming on in the next segment. So you're not going to want to miss that. And today, sort of the big news of the morning. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, she has been a friend of ours, was a colleague of ours, contributor to this show for a number of years before she was given that position. What I like about her is that it feels like no stones are left unturned. It doesn't matter how many years ago we're going to go back, and this one isn't that many years ago. We're going back just to the 2024 election, and a report that come out from our friends at Just the News saying that there was a multi-million dollar, hundreds of millions of dollars of potential fraud going on specifically to bolster the Biden reelection campaign. And it's coming from a foreign source.
That's right. So for those of you that watch this show, this may not sound shocking, but it is shocking to me when you read that there are intercepts that were in the possession of our government. So intelligence agencies got these intercepts that were from Ukrainian government officials, Ukrainian government communications, as far back as 2022, the U.S. government had these, that talked about a plot that would redirect USAID money that was earmarked for clean energy projects in Ukraine to be funneled back to the United States and into the coffers of the Democrat National Committee, as well as the Joe Biden reelection campaign. We've been concerned about the Ukrainian issue for as long as Joe Biden was a candidate for public office, as far as the presidency. And this report shows that there's a summary of these raw intercepts that say that the Ukrainian government and unspecified U.S. government personnel through USAID in Kyiv reportedly developed a plan that would provide hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund an infrastructure project in Ukraine that would actually be used as cover to send approximately 90% of funds allocated to the DNC to fund Joe Biden's reelection campaign. This is shocking. It is newly uncovered. We obviously know that the intelligence agencies that had possession of this were under the Joe Biden administration. So what Tulsi Gabbard is now doing is a massive investigation into this, finding out through records as well as other ways to find out if this was carried out, this plot, and whether a criminal referral should be made to the FBI. We've talked about corruption in Ukraine. We talked about the election interference from these governments. But right here, you're seeing that even the administration under Joe Biden had receipt of this.
Yeah, I want you to understand, folks, it's not saying now, because I think a lot of people in the podcast world seem to get caught up in this kind of thing, which is now not saying, oh, look at this corruption happening in Ukraine. That must make Russia the good guy. No, what it just shows you is there is corruption happening at all levels of politics, including here in America. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. And we get back, who are we going to hear from? A former director of national intelligence, Rick Grinnell, who's going to be on the broadcast. So make sure you don't go anywhere. It's going to be a short break. And in that break, I'm going to encourage you. It's the last day of Stop the Madness. Be a part of it and have your donation doubled today at ACLJ.org. Again, all donations are doubled right now, dollar for dollar. Help defend our incredible clients. Help keep this show on the air. That's at ACLJ.org.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. If successful, these attacks will have a destructive impact on the future of our republic. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact, defending and upholding our values that this nation was founded on. From protecting the rights of kids to pray and share their faith.
The best thing you can do is take a stand. There's nothing too small. A kid who wants to start a Bible club is how the ACLJ got its first case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, we would take that case as long as we needed to.
Every victory makes a major impact. And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact to defend freedom. For you, your children, and generations to come. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Welcome back to Seculo. Rick Grinnell is joining us right now. Of course, we are, if you're just joining us, a lot of you are right now. And look, if you're in the chat right now, let me know where you're watching from. It's an easy way. I love reading that, seeing where everyone's coming from worldwide. And I think that's what's really cool about the way we're able to present this broadcast now is worldwide, there are people watching. And when you understand, when you travel around the world, you start to notice how much American news, American politics, American pop culture influences the world. If you turn on Sky News, if you turn on the BBC when you're in London, wherever it may be, often the faces you're going to see are the faces you're going to see here. President Trump, whoever it may be, are showing up on the news because what happens here really does influence the world. And with that, of course, we are talking about this just the news coverage, this breaking news really that came out. And again, it's not necessarily shocking news, Will, that the Ukrainian government
That's not shocking, by the way.
Well, maybe it's shocking because it's to the tune of hundreds of millions or whatever sure. It may be.
Well, and Rick, this is John Solomon, our friend over at Just the News on this broadcast often, has this report. It's one of the only places you can see this report.
It is a report.
But it is coming off of a declassified summary from our government that apparently during the Biden administration, they intercepted communications between the Ukrainian government and unspecified U.S. government personnel through USAID that were coming up with this plot to funnel taxpayer dollars through a clean energy program in Ukraine back to the DNC and the re-election of Joe Biden. When you saw this, I don't want to plagiarize John Brennan, but does it ring true that this could be something that could have happened?
Well, first of all, raise your hand if you're shocked that this didn't leak out during the Biden administration. I mean, every little piece of information is manipulated from the intelligence agency when it is an anti-Republican moment. And yet here we have the raw intelligence showing that the Ukrainians were trying to funnel money, U.S. taxpayer money, back to the Biden campaign in order to help them win. Now, let's unpack this. They wanted Biden to win because they were getting money from Biden for this war between Russia and Ukraine. They didn't want the money to end, so they were willing to sacrifice a couple of $100 million to send it back to the political system in America, even though it started with U.S. taxpayer dollars. It's supposed to go for an energy program. Instead, the allegation is that it went back and helped Biden's campaign. So
go ahead.
This is outrageous. This should be in the front page news. We should be investigating this. Thank God that Tulsi is the one that has found this and declassified this. And now they're trying to figure out if it actually, if any of the money actually went into the campaign.
Rick, this story to me has so many elements to it that are should be almost vindicating to people on the right in the conservative media that have been talking and raising questions, genuine questions. Was there corruption between the Bidens and the Ukrainians? Well, that'll get you impeached and kicked off social media if you ask that, and you'll have all the intelligence community writing a very strongly worded letter against you if you were to say that. Once again, people that say, I feel like a lot of this clean energy initiative is kind of a scam. How dare you, you climate denier that want everyone in the world to you know, lose their cities and have all these things bad happen, apocalyptic happen, because you deny climate. But yet in this one story, and it's not like it's some random person, this is intercepts within the government that now the investigation is whether or not people acted on this. But the intercepts clearly showed that there was a plot, whether or not it went forward, that encompassed all the things that if you were a conservative questioning, you were put in, you were canceled, put in Facebook jail, right here in
not
one story.
A far-fetched idea. I think that's when you read the sort of report. Sure, it's a report. We know our friends at Just the News, they do a great job, so I'm not questioning their report. But when you do read it, you go, well, yeah, as Rick, you stated, it's clear where they were going, why the reasons they were, and you're right. A lot of money was being funneled to them, so of course, they wanted to keep things going.
You know, one of the cabinet officials in the Biden administration that literally got away without having scrutiny, she escaped public and media scrutiny, and it's really a shame, and now we're finding out that there's a lot here that needs to be investigated. The woman is Avril Haines, who was the DNI during Joe Biden's tenure. She's never answered the question for what was going on with all of the Ukrainian money. Clearly, we now know that there was intelligence sources showing that it was being abused. Why didn't she come forward? Why didn't she say, wait a minute, lawmakers, we should do a little pause here on funding the Ukrainians until we figure out if they're playing political games with this? This would have been something that a real DNI who was interested in transparency would have come forward to say, look, I don't care if this is helping Joe Biden and the Democrats, and I'm a Democrat appointed DNI. It doesn't matter. This is the type of scandal that makes American tax dollars and taxpayers say, I don't think I want to fund more intelligence programs if this is what they're up to.
Well, and once again, if you watch this broadcast, you were told from day one of the Biden administration by Rick Grenell that the someone you should be concerned about in this administration is Avril Haines. You had many times mentioned on this broadcast. So our audience understands exactly what you're talking about. But you also have to take the converse here, because I think whenever you look at a story like this, what would be happening if this story were flipped? If it were the Trump administration, not even the president himself, but someone in an agency talked to a foreign government about rerouting money back into the United States to fund the election. It would be everywhere. There would be an impeachment. There would be just mass chaos in our country over this. And honestly, if that was something that was intercepted, there's a lot of problems with that. That's not what happened. They will go this far with saying we have to use things like the Steele dossier to try and get President Trump completely wiped out of public life. But when it comes to something that the intelligence agencies themselves picked up, there are crickets. There is one place you can find this, Just the News. Even in conservative spaces, you're not seeing this as much. And maybe people have moved on. Maybe people have lost the appetite or gotten numb to this corruption. But when you're seeing this, I'm thankful that this government is looking into this now.
Look, I actually think that in order to restore faith in the intelligence agencies, to restore faith in the process to fund Ukraine and the war and Congress, that we need to see Avril Haines testify in Congress on this particular issue. What did she know and when did she know it? Why did she cover it up? Did she dismiss this as this isn't accurate, this isn't real news, this is phony? So then tell us, because right now what we see is a total cover-up from the Avril Haines intelligence community, where she knew that there was this scheme to take U.S. taxpayer money from Ukrainian funding, pretend like it was going to an energy company, but it really was going to re-elect Joe Biden. That's a scandal. The fact that we caught it is fantastic, but why didn't it come out then? And what was done to ensure that the money didn't actually go to that campaign?
Yeah, and I want to clarify something, Will. Number one, Avril Haines, no relation.
No, spelled differently. The Haines is spelled differently.
Yeah, yes. I just want to make sure people don't think this is some sort of also, you know, plot that we have here. Right. So, Rick,
what? I am the deep state.
Yeah, well, you never know. You never know. You don't know whoever you're looking at. That's why you got people like Tulsi Gabbard. And look, I think that's why it's important, Rick, also, is you do have someone like Tulsi in this position, and you've had people like you in these kind of positions, people that are not just going to say, well, that's old news, we're not worrying about that anymore. They will deep dive and continue searching for really what's going on, even if it seems, as Will said, maybe the appetite from the news media may have moved on. That doesn't matter to the people who we put in these positions.
Yeah, look, we got to give credit to Tulsi. She actually declassified this so that we could see the whole story, that there wasn't some mystery or some leaks that are coming out with partial information. She actually declassified the whole story. Now I think it's up to Congress to take this declassified information and figure out what exactly went wrong. Why didn't we know about it then? What did Avril know and when did she know it?
All right. Thank you so much, Rick, for joining us. We are going to continue this conversation, and I want to have that conversation with you. So if you want to call in, and look, we have one call right now about the TSA and the shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security. We'll take some of those as well. We know that that's on the top of mind for a lot of people. But we'll take calls also on this, 1-800-684-3110. Yes or no in the comments, does any of this really surprise you? I know you're interested in it. I can see the numbers. A lot of you are curious about it. But is it shocking? When we go to break, I want to know from you, yes or no. With that being said, we also are in the last day. It's Friday. Last day of Stop the Madness. The madness will somewhat continue, Will.
Always. There will always be madness.
But this special week will end today. And we want you to have a doubled donation. So right now, double your impact. ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. If successful, these attacks will have a destructive impact on the future of our republic. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact, defending and upholding our values that this nation was founded on. From protecting the rights of kids to pray and share their faith.
The best thing you can do is take a stand. There's nothing too small. A kid who wants to start a Bible club is how the ACLJ got its first case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, we would take that case as long as we needed to.
Every victory makes a major impact. And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact to defend freedom. for you, your children, and generations to come. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.
Welcome back to Secular. Lots of you are watching right now. Lots of you are just tuning in right now. We are discussing this report coming out from Just the News. Our friend John Solomon has been on the show just as early as a few days ago with these really in-depth coverage. And this report that said the U.S. had intercepted messages from the Ukrainian government with at least a plot to get money into the Biden re-election campaign. Again, none of us are really shocked by this. You had a situation where Ukraine was receiving millions and millions of dollars from the Biden administration. Of course, they wanted that to continue going. And again, just because this is happening doesn't mean, oh, now we're saying, well, Russia is good in this situation. No, that's not how this works. What we're saying is that there is corruption happening at all levels, and there is interference and influence coming from foreign governments in our own elections, and we don't need to be numb to that, even if it's not shocking. And trust me, I saw in your comments, a lot of you are not shocked. I'm not shocked either at this report. But the fact that we have the report to me is actually the good news. And that is that you have someone like John Solomon, and then you also have Tulsi Gabbard on the other side, who are exposing really what is going on. So maybe there is hope for a future where this doesn't happen. Because if it can be brought to light, it can then be thwarted.
Well, and here's something to think about as well. When you look at this story, and it goes into detail that the intercepts even talked about subcontractors of USAID that would be possible recipients of the money that would eventually be moved to the DNC. Like, this was not just a, hey, what if? This was a plan of how they could move the money from the taxpayer to Ukraine, through USAID to Ukraine, to subcontractors, back to the DNC and the Biden reelection campaign. When you think about what the left did and the deep state did to President Trump, when there was allegations that weren't vetted, they put it out in the media. They reordered a new assessment, intelligence community assessment. President Obama ordered it. And when they said this stuff is not credible, they said, doesn't it ring true? That's John Brennan. And they went forward. And they pushed and pushed, and they leaked things, and they leaked allegations. And when President Trump said to Zelensky, hey, you need to look in to see if there's corruption in your country, what happened? They impeached him. Now think about this context. This is something that's received. It seems to be a plot that was discussed by some sort of conspiracy within people that were in the U.S. government and Ukraine. Does that mean that Joe Biden knew about this? Not according to this report. And honestly, I highly doubt that anything would come forward that shows that he did. But he was president, and it was his intelligence agencies. Tell me there's not a deep state when you see
there's
that this
not a deep state.
When this was in the hands of Avril Haines, Rick said.
Will's uncle.
it's a lady, aunt. How dare you? But when you look at that, they didn't run to Congress and say, you got to impeach Joe Biden. There's so much corruption in this government that we are a part of. No, because that's not what they do to their own. And that's not what they do when the end goal is the reelection and preservation of the deep state. That is the tale of two presidencies when it comes to information, when it comes to Ukraine. Because I can see on the floor, well, Joe Biden kept funneling money to Ukraine. He kept pushing and pushing and pushing to help Ukraine. Therefore, there must be corruption, even if there's not an inkling of link to him to this story. That is what would have happened. But they sat on it. They didn't tell anyone. There was no leaks in the leakiest administration. No leaks.
All right. Well, speaking of leakiest administrations, Will, phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. That being said, we are during Stop the Madness week telling you about the work of the ACLJ. We don't have a ton of time right now, but I want to play this video, and hopefully it gives you a minute to understand some of the incredible work the ACLJ is doing. This is, of course, in support of our friends at Calvary Chapel against the state of California. Take a look.
San Jose Church that defied Santa Clara County's public health order will have to pay more than $1 million in fines.
It's like you're going to lose this freedom that you thought was here, the American dream. it's going to be gone, because it was the freedom to believe as you want to believe and to worship who you want to worship. But they're coming and saying, no, you can't sing, you can't gather. You know, we got to fear this disease.
Calvary Chapel San Jose, just like many other churches throughout the state of California, was punished by draconian orders issued by Gavin Newsom during COVID-19.
So there'd be prayer meetings, and they'd come in and they'd count the people and they'd have their charts. I mean, they were definitely harassing us.
Santa Clara County says the church blatantly violated public health orders during the COVID-19 pandemic by continuously holding large indoor church services and not requiring face coverings for anyone, along with little social distancing.
They fined us originally, my understanding, it was up to over $4 million of all those.
When you add it all up.
When you added it all up. And we, you know, were fined more than the entire county combined.
They refused to comply with orders that the courts recognized violated their fundamental rights to freely live out their faith and express their fundamental religious beliefs. Nonetheless, California has still decided to fine them millions and millions of dollars simply because they chose to meet.
So we appealed with Jay Sekulow now to the Supreme Court for just what's left of all these fines.
We are asking the Supreme Court to take this case not just to correct the wrong done to Calvary Chapel, for the future as well. We saw how the government can overreach, not just at the federal level, state and local level.
The whole thing's been 5 years, and they purposely said this to us early on. The county says, we're just going to wear you out. You know, we're just going to attack
you. Did they actually say it? Is that a quote?
They did. They told us, look, we have more money, we have more lawyers.
The county's health orders did not treat churches equally to other gatherings, whether that be restaurants or sporting events. People were able to freely remove their masks and live their lives. But churches were uniquely singled out for unequal treatment because of their religious practice.
Freedom for people to choose. You know, it's not like you have to follow the church and do whatever we say. No, it's just let people believe in God, worship God, and don't dictate how we do that. I mean, that's a total violation of the First Amendment.
The Supreme Court, it has the authority to choose which cases it does and does not take, whether the Supreme Court is going to take this particular case or not. If it does, then we will be going before the Supreme Court on the merits and urging the court to once and for all hold that religious freedom is meaningful, even in cases of emergency. The Constitution continues to protect the rights of churches to worship freely. Equal treatment, that's what the Constitution demands, and what we hope to have the opportunity to fight for at the Supreme Court.
And once again, that is a case that we've told you a lot about. And remember, we just got the reply from California, their reasons why the Supreme Court should not take it. We will be able to respond to that as well. And next week, also, I want to give you a heads up. We're going to have Robert Tyler from Advocates for Faith and Freedom. He is the attorney that had it at the district court level, at the appellate level, and is co-counsel with us at the Supreme Court. We joined alongside Advocates for Faith and Freedom to bring this case before the Supreme Court. Wonderful organization. If you're interested in looking them up as well, faith-freedom.com. They do wonderful work based out of California, faith-freedom.com. But we'll have Robert Tyler, chief counsel there, on the broadcast next week to talk more about it.
We're not going anywhere. We got a second half hour coming up. If you don't get us, if you're listening on terrestrial radio, find us broadcasting live wherever you get your podcasts, YouTube, Rumble, ACLJ.org, every day live from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern time. And of course, you can find us archived later on again, however you get your podcasts. We are there. Last day, though, if we lose you here for Stop the Madness, I want you to give today at ACLJ.org. Support this show, support our legal work. None of it happens without you. We got a packed second half hour. We're going to take your calls. We'll be right back.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact.
And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact, to defend freedom. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. For those just joining us, we're going to recap the topic real quick. But before we get to that, I want you to call me if you want to be on the show today, because we've got about four lines open. And look, we packed that first half. You had to stop the madness. You had Rick Grinnell. Now it's just me, Will, and you guys. And we want you to be a part of the show. 1-800-684-3110. Help us end this week strong, not just with your donations, of course, during Stop the Madness Week, but also by calling in, being a part of the conversation. It's always great to see you in the chat, but it's always great to hear your voice once again at 1-800-684-3110. We are covering today, and look, we know a lot of you are also thinking about what's happening with still the DHS being shut down, including those crazy lines that are still going on at TSA in certain areas. Certain places have gotten better, certain have gotten worse. We can discuss that a bit as well. But the main topic we're discussing is really that our former colleague, Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, as well as a report that came out from our friends at Just the News, show a concerted effort from the, potentially from you, the Ukrainian government, from some communications that were uncovered, that discussed a plot to route hundreds of millions of dollars into the re-election campaign of Joe Biden in 2024. Now, of course, you can say these dollars were kind of circled. They were dollars that were the American dollars that were then funding Ukraine and then came back around.
You know, they have a term for that.
I know. I was going to let you do
like,
it.
It's almost like money laundering.
Laundering.
Right, yes.
Goes round and round.
That's right. And what we see here, too, is that it wasn't just this hypothetical. Like, what if? But there was, according to this report, there was communication between Ukrainian officials and U.S. officials about how this would take place. Not only that it would take place, but which subcontractors they would use to move this money. Now, as of this report, it's unclear whether or not any money actually occurred in this plot, if they went through with it. But that is exactly what the Director of National Intelligence is doing. She is asking for records from USAID to be able to see whether or not these funds moved in this way and whether or not they can then trace it back if it did come back to the United States and into the coffers of the DNC.
If it went round and round.
To help reelect Joe Biden. And then that's when a criminal referral would come in. I assume, based off even this, that the FBI or people at Department of Justice would already be looking into this, the fact that this has been declassified, it's being talked about, you assume, within the government. But that official criminal referral has not been made, that determination whether or not it needs to be made. But it just goes to show you that all the gaslighting of the media, of the Democrat politicians, of all of them, when you would try to raise a question of, hey, Hunter Biden's on an energy company board? This is clean energy initiative that was fun. I mean, all of the things that anyone raising a question was considered conspiracy theorist, yeah. That you have bought into Russian propaganda, you are a puppet. But yet here we are in all these things that you were told not to look at may have been exactly what they were trying to do. May not have been the same players, but it was the same plot.
Well, it often feels that way. Let's take a, well, we only got a minute. Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go to Ronald in South Carolina, who's watching on Rumble. Ronald, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, this is quite interesting about how this is coming to light all of a sudden around now about the misdirecting of funds or the recycling of the funds. But what about the $10 billion that Hunter Biden was able to secure from being on those energy boards? Has they ever found out if that was illegal or not?
Well, once again, Ronald, the entire thing there was that it was influence peddling that wasn't necessarily illegal unless it was used directly to make decisions by the president. But
he was also pardoned.
He was as well. Yeah. Remember this, though.
And remember, he was pardoned for, like, maybe everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah, it was one of the most broad pardons we've ever seen. So that's not like there's going to be a case against Hunter Biden. But also remember this. When the media is saying, how dare Tulsi Gabbard be looking into the security of the elections? Why is she going to Georgia and being on scene at some of these stuff? They don't want you to look at it. They right. never did.
We got phone lines open, 1-800-684-3110. You know, I sang a little round and round. Who do you think sung that? Put it in the chat. I think people know it. One person already said it. Just going to put it out there.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. If successful, these attacks will have a destructive impact on the future of our republic. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact, defending and upholding our values that this nation was founded on. From protecting the rights of kids to pray and share their faith.
The best thing you can do is take a stand. There's nothing too small. A kid who wants to start a Bible club is how the ACLJ got its first case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, we would take that case as long as we needed to.
Every victory makes a major impact. And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact to defend freedom. For you, your children, and generations to come. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy. And across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's. It's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Chat. Not a lot of people knew like this song Trivia Round and Round by Rat, hair metal band from the 80s, but you know what? It was
two
okay.
T's. Rat, no, not like the animal.
I mean, I think it was
probably based off
kind
of
yeah.
Clever spelling, though.
Yeah, it was very 80s spelling.
Right.
Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to take your calls and comments. There are a lot of people calling in. Some of you are asking questions also about what's going on still with the Department of Homeland Security. And I want to take one of those calls. Let's go to Greg, who's calling in Ohio. He's been holding about a half hour. We appreciate it, Greg. We're kind of on other topics, but we want to answer your question either way. Go ahead.
Hey, sorry for talking off topic. I was worried about the Coast Guard as far as them getting funding. You didn't hear anything on the news. I couldn't find anything out on the internet. And they've got to be suffering, too. And they were just kind of walked over. Maybe they are getting funding.
Greg, they are not currently. Their money comes through, unless it's a time of war, and then things can shift. The Coast Guard is unique that their funding primarily comes through the Department of Homeland Security instead of the Department of Defense during peacetime, and they are not receiving funding currently. They are still doing their job, as many other branches are, that when they don't receive funding, they are required to, just without a paycheck. And you think about search and rescue. You think
it's
about
going after people
that are smugglers. These are dangerous jobs. You're on the ocean. You're in Coast Guard cutters and going through rough waters many times. These are not just laid back jobs. These are very important, vital jobs to the American safety and American defense, and yet they are not being funded. We had a caller last week, I believe, whose son is in the Coast Guard and is on a Coast Guard vessel and not getting paid, still expected to be on there doing the hard work. But here's also where we are. Today, late last night, the Senate was able to, through unanimous consent, get through funding of every portion of the Department of Homeland Security except ICE. So it'd be a partial refunding except for ICE. And the news now, though, is that, okay, the Senate, they got it through. All the members of Congress want to go home for their Easter recess. But they're saying that it's not going to pass the House. So we may be stuck here with still a defunded Department of Homeland Security, and Congress is about to go home.
Yeah, and at this moment also, you know, there have been a lot. I think you can get distracted also because President Trump said, I'm going to figure out a way to fund TSA. You had Elon Musk say, I'm going to pay all the TSA agents. A lot of that is easier said than done. A lot of that is is, you know, hyperbole, if you will. It may be well-intentioned, but it's not as easy as, you know, one, two, three, there you go. Now, problem is, I think some people see those posts and then they go, well, good. Everything should be back to normal. And of course, we know that's not the case. Hopefully, though, with this recent push, we'll have something. Phone lines are completely jammed right now. Well, one just opened up, so I lied. 1-800-684-3110. We've got ACLJ champion who is calling in. Again, ACLJ champions, this is a great time to really give you a little brief understanding of what that is. That's people that give on a monthly basis. They give automatically, a recurring donation, if you will, a membership, if you will. But they do it at any level. We call them ACLJ champions, people that give, whether that's $5 a month or whether that's $500 a month. It does not matter to us, or it could be more than that, because all of you are saying, I want to support on an ongoing basis and create really the floor for the ACLJ to make sure we have a budget set that we can meet and we can do things like this show. We can do all the legal work that we're doing. All of it happens because of ACLJ supporters, but really having those champions is incredibly important. Martin's one of them. Martin's in North Carolina. Go ahead.
Thank you, sirs. Will had made a statement that I was hanging on waiting to hear called money laundering. And then Ron called, no, we call a lot, but he called and made the comment about the other situation with Hunter. But how many strings can be pulled, how many threads can be pulled with laptops and everything else, too, in the fact of laundering money? And I say that to go back about a year and a half ago, when y'all were telling us about how money was being distributed in Doge and everything else. And I think it was $500 million was going to Planned Parenthood and $50 million of it was being funneled back to VNC. These are things that need to be connected together for people to see how badly, I'll just say it, we are being robbed and the money is being laundered to make it look clean.
Martin, I don't disagree with you at all. That is one of the reasons why Doge went after things like USAID, because of the way that taxpayer dollars are being fraudulently taken, being used or wasted. Waste, fraud, and abuse. That is the kind of the mantra of what Doge was doing. We've talked about the Planned Parenthood thing. They said through Planned Parenthood action, spend lots of money on Democrat candidates. And their clinic side, Planned Parenthood for America, receives lots of money from the U.S. government. You can go down the list. There is almost this NGO industrial complex of these organizations that provide services that receive taxpayer money. And then they also have their action side that supports Democrat candidates. You hear a lot of influence these days, as you see crazy podcasters say that, you know, the United States is controlled by the Israel lobby. No, there are plenty of controlling interest in this United States of America that are have completely dominated, especially liberal politics, for decades. And how do they do it? Through that cyclical funding. We're going to support these candidates because these candidates are going to make sure that the taxpayer dollars keep going to our NGOs. I mean, you could write an encyclopedia on it.
Yeah, and look, the fight for life has been one we've also been continuing on. You know, we didn't spend a ton of time on it this week, but we did talk about what was going on in Massachusetts and our fight there. Look, the fight for life is still ongoing. I know a lot of people maybe got tired of it. I'll be honest, when we did some of the polling that we do kind of internally and to our groups and to our supporters and to people who are aware of us, the abortion conversation dropped pretty low on the list of importance right now. I think a lot of you saw, you know, Roe versus Wade overturned. But understand the funding to Planned Parenthood, all those things is a continual fight, a continual struggle that seems to be always one of those line items that gets sacrificed.
Well, and once again, that fight, California still had a lawsuit. They were still fighting to get the funding reinstated. They withdrew it last week. Planned Parenthood had withdrawn their lawsuit. Now, that meant, finally, they were defunded. But guess what? That funding, that defunding was only through, I think, June or July of this year. Then it turns right back on. It's a new spending fight. Yeah. So that's something that's going to have to come back up. And we're going to see if these same members of Congress that finally had the courage to get it through for 1 year and 1 year only will do that again. So we'll be watching.
Yeah, we'll be watching. Look, Will and I were reading a report that came out of the UK this morning that was very interesting. And, you know, I think there's, you know, that's not an issue that's talked about very much of what happens with life in different countries. They've had some interesting movements, not necessarily in a positive way. Maybe we'll discuss that on a future episode, but it's something to consider when we're looking at the ongoing fight for life and what it looks like worldwide. As technology adjusts, as things move forward, you know, what does the future look like in that ongoing battle?
And once again, it also tracks what we've seen in a lot of these states that we've been fighting here. This push for late term and even the post birth period, where there's complete decriminalization if a child dies.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, something to look into, really, what's happening around the world, and maybe we'll dive into that a little bit more. Again, that's a big topic. That's one we're not going to get into today, just because it would take the rest of the show. With that, three lines are open for you right now: 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. I want to hear from you. Actually, one more just opened up. So I've got four lines open, so stay on hold if you're on hold, because we're going to get to you in the next segment. But look, because we won't have a ton of time, I just want to tell you, we are at the last day of Stop the Madness, but that doesn't mean the madness actually stops. It just means this is your chance to be a part of this week's big Double Your Impact drive. We only can offer these kind of moments where your donations, and it could be a first donation also, by the way, or first donation if you've become a ACLJ champion, it will be doubled today. Just to roll down a few of the things, today is the final, again, final day of our Stop the Madness week. You heard about what we're doing, Gavin Newsom attempting to still take tithes and offerings from a church in the Calvary Chapel. It's just wild that that's still ongoing. That's happening. It's the same time where that uncovered video came out where they said specifically that there is the evangelical conservative silo that is thinks they're going to control California. I mean, it's wild what's all happening in our own country, and the ACLJ has been a part of it. We are representing Calvary Chapel. We've been a part of that whole fight. We want you to be a part of it as well. The ACLJ has a lot of big goals coming up in the next year. This is the moment. These are the weeks and the months where we're able to get a Double Your Impact donation, which means if you make a donation, it's matched. And again, it's matched by someone ready to unlock a pledge. So if you can, give me a call if you want to be on the air, but give me a chance. Just go to ACLJ.org. Look at the incredible resources we provide at no cost, by the way. You can go there completely for free, be a part of the show, be a part of the organization. There are great ways to do it. But if you enjoy what we do here and you have for a long time, I encourage you to make a donation at ACLJ.org. Someone asked an interesting question. How many phone lines are there? There's six. There you go.
Well, trivia.
Yeah.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories, from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at ACLJ.org/freedom.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. If successful, these attacks will have a destructive impact on the future of our republic. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact, defending and upholding our values that this nation was founded on. From protecting the rights of kids to pray and share their faith,
the best thing you can do is take a stand. There's nothing too small. A kid who wants to start a Bible club is how the ACLJ got its first case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, we would take that case as long as we needed to.
Every victory makes a major impact. And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact, to defend freedom. For you, your children, and generations to come. Go to ACLJ.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.
Stop the Madness. That's right. Stop the Madness Week has been a massive success because of you. Let us have a strong last day here. Show our incredible team and the people even above us, Will. You know, the people who are looking at all the numbers.
That's right.
That you care about the show. You care about the legal work and that you're part of the team. I want you to be there. Go to ACLJ.org. Four lines are open. 3, 4. 1-800, someone called, they got scared, hung up. That happens a lot, more than you know. It's why we have to go through the whole screening process. Some people ask, why don't you just open the phone lines up?
Well, you've sometimes heard why we don't sometimes open the phone lines up.
Okay, sometimes a word makes it out of the air that we don't care for, or is not maybe legal to broadcast. With that, I want you to give me a call at 1-800-684-3110. Just be kind to the phone screener. With that, who's on phones today? I don't even know. Matthew. Tim yeah. So say hi, Tim. Address him by name. He likes that. Matthew's calling. You're on the air, Matthew. Watch on the ACLJ app also.
Like
good,
that.
Good place. Go ahead.
Good morning.
How are
good
you
morning.
Doing?
I'm doing well. I think we need to finish up in Iran.
Okay.
And as for the rising gas prices that people are complaining about, where were those people when Trump wanted to drill, baby, drill?
Yeah, it is interesting how quickly the left that is saying, hey, our entire policy is to shift us away from carbon emissions and fossil fuels to power our vehicles and in our cities. But as soon as something like this happens, they're like, oh, my goodness, the gas prices. You'd think they'd be like, great, keep raising it so people won't use it. If they were ideologically consistent, they wouldn't be saying, look what he's doing to you, raising your gas prices. They would be saying, well, you should have bought an electric car, shouldn't you have? That would be ideologically consistent. It also tells you why that there's no real...
I'm not sure where you're getting at here.
I know, I got tangible? Distracted for a second. There's no real anything behind it except for political gain. Yeah. They think that if they push this, they're going to keep getting elected. Look. But then as soon as it's advantageous to them, they are going to completely flip and say, look, it's so bad that your gas prices
look,
are so
high.
Look,
it is the truth that it's all being used as political moments. I'm not saying the gas prices aren't tough. I filled up my tank 2 days ago. It was pretty brutal, I'll be honest. It was, you know, it was intense to get that bill there at the end. I'm not going to pretend it's not. Okay, let's say that. However, you are right. It's the same people who were saying the opposite 2 years ago saying it today. Look, it's not unlike... I'll be honest. This is not something that I would love to bring up today. It's not like the Epstein situation, where it was the conversation of the right and the left tried to hide for years. And then it flipped. And now it's the right tries to hide it and the left won't talk. You know, it rings true that it's all politics.
Why didn't Ro Khanna and all of these other members of Congress go to Joe Biden and go to the entire administration and say, hey, this is a big deal. Yeah. Why won't you should release this when they were in the majority and had the White House and had the DOJ.
I knew how to get Will talking.
Right there. But they didn't they didn't care and they still don't care.
We got a few lines open. We're going to try to take some more calls. Let's go to Bill in New York. Bill, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah. I look forward to your show every day.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to mention the Ukraine war. Okay, for one thing, I posted a lot of stuff on the internet when it first started, and I said we shouldn't get involved. They're not in you. They're not our allies. As far as I'm concerned, they were the number one most deceptive nation in the world for decades. Okay. Zelensky used to come over, shake hands with Biden, get $20, $30, $40 billion every single time. And I'm thinking, where are the conservatives? Where are the Republicans? Why don't they stop this? I saw fraud from day one, and it's still going on. We need to cut ties with that Zelensky. As far as I'm concerned, he's a weasel.
Bill,
he's a weasel.
Bill, I think there's been obviously fatigue on the Russia-Ukraine situation. Again, I don't want to say you take this moment here and go, this is Now saying, well, then it must mean Russia is good. It must mean something else like that. That's not what we're saying here. And look, here's what I could say about Zelensky. You may not like him, and I understand that there's concern about that. And there's concern the fact they haven't had elections, all the things that have happened in Ukraine. It's not that they're not undeserving. You shouldn't be not asking questions. But if there is anyone who has understood how to actually fight and get money for his campaigns and what's going on in the Ukraine and fight for his own country, it's that guy. That guy has done a good job. He has done a good job when it comes to getting the world behind him and getting funding, at least for a number of years.
If you're a Ukrainian Ukraine first, like Logan is saying, he's delivering. He's able to do what he's saying.
He's a leader in that sense. Right. You know, I mean, you may not agree with his policies. You may not agree with what he's done. But the fact that he was able, remember, just a few years ago, show up on every award show, rallied together all of Washington, D.C. and all of Hollywood to be on his side in a war. All it was to get funding. And he did a good job getting funding for his country. So you can't like kind of poo-poo on that. I look at that and actually go, that's pretty impressive. That's an impressive guy, even if you don't agree with him. Let's go and take a call here. And look, even what was going on potentially in this situation.
Right.
The entire reason was to keep funding going to his country. Okay.
You can be impressively corrupt.
Yeah.
And still be impressive and corrupt. Right?
Which, by the way, I don't know if we're not doing this in America.
Well, once again, we at the ACLJ uncovered that the United States was funneling money to Mahmoud Abbas's son to try and unseat Bibi Netanyahu.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what your taxpayer dollars were doing. They were going to other people's campaigns in other countries.
It's all the same.
It's all corruption.
All right. Look, we only got 2 minutes left. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get to any more calls today. Harmon, call me back next week. Charlene, Linda, where were you guys the last hour? We could have taken your calls, but you called in at the last second. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to take any more calls because I wanted to take this last minute and a half before we wrap up to really ask you to consider supporting the ACLJ's work. And again, that is so multi-pronged. You're talking about our work here in the United States, the work on the legal side, this show, our media side. Every time you see an Instagram clip, every time you see a YouTube video, remember, all of that is being put together by an incredible team that, look, I want to hire the best of the best. So we got to pay them. If you hear advertising in your local market, that doesn't go to us. That goes to the station or that goes to the network. Often we are paying to be on because I want to be able to say whatever we want to be able to say. I don't want to be controlled. And with that comes a cost. And I'm asking you to help offset that cost today. So during Stop the Madness Week, I'm going to ask you to donate today at aclj.org because your donations are doubled right now. I know all of you are leaving. And I feel like some of you in the chat are going to be, you know, checking out for the weekend. But if you're one of those regulars that is always here at the ACLJ, always here watching this show, and you can be a part of the team right now, go to aclj.org, have your donation doubled. It's Double Your Impact Month, and it's Stop the Madness Week. And sure, there will be other opportunities, but this is the one right now. It is today. Make it a priority if you can. If you can't, pray for our team. Support the ACLJ in all the free ways that you can, which is just going to our website, sharing the content with your friends. All of that matters tremendously as well. And subscribe on whatever platform you're watching on. But if you can, aclj.org right now, doubled dollar for dollar every donation.
Right now, your most sacred rights are under attack. Your right to free speech, your right to worship, your right to educate your children the way you choose. We're fighting in courtrooms across the country to have a lasting impact.
And it's only possible because of the support of ACLJ members and champions. This is your opportunity to double your impact to defend freedom. Go to aclj.org/impact and have your tax-deductible donation doubled today.